And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is politics and leadership. Each of my guests is discussing his subject and how it relates to leading, whether it's leading in politics, in business, or in life. My next guest is a former college and professional basketball player. He played his college for DePaul University, and he's an ESPN college basketball analyst. We'll discuss what he's learned about becoming a pro in business and in life. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Stephen Howard is an award-winning speaker, an author, and, as I said, an ESPN basketball commentator. He has been presenting and speaking worldwide for the past 6 years. He's been leading, inspiring, overcoming adversity and seemingly impossible odds for his entire life. Stephen uses stories from his journey that has taken him from a small private school in Dallas to being a collegiate All-American for DePaul University and into the NBA and across the globe. And presently, he is an ESPN college basketball analyst. What makes Stephen unique is his 15-year basketball career was comprised of a series of one-year contracts. Very remarkable in pro sports today. Stephen was raised in a household of educators, which makes him a natural to teach life lessons to audiences around the world. He's joining us from Oklahoma City today. Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And as I commented in the introduction there, in today's world of pro sports, where kids are coming out of college and they're making multi-million dollar contracts in the NBA, you built your career in a completely different way. You managed a successful 15-year career based on a bunch of one-year contracts. Not only is that unusual, but very remarkable, and it's quite a compliment to you. So how did stringing together a series of these one-year contracts, what did that teach you about success? What did that teach you about life? And more importantly, what did it teach you about yourself?
For one thing, it really taught me that there really is no straight line to success. And, you know, throughout all of my travels and life experiences, I really learned that, you know, with every successful person, what most people don't realize is there are a lot of failures involved in that. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today if not for those failures, but more importantly, not letting those failures, you know, be the end of my story. And so, you know, I guess with myself, with the things that I've been able to accomplish, it's really just been the resiliency and the ability to adapt, adjust, and overcome to, you know, everything that is thrown at your way, because as everybody knows, you know, anybody that lives life is always going to get in the way in some regard. And so I think people who are able to adapt to that and, you know, make, you know, lemonade out of lemons are the ones truly that are able to become successful in life.
Well, Stephen, it's interesting to me because as I look at your career, you were an academic All-American at DePaul, which is no small task. DePaul's a great university. And then you had this career in the NBA. It's hard now looking back on it to think that you had any failures. Now, I know that that's unrealistic thinking, but the reality is people who are successful like yourself, for somehow or another, those failures get swept underneath the carpet. How does that happen, and why is that part of the American psyche that we sweep away the failures and only look at the success?
Well, that's why I said at the beginning, you know, that there's no straight line to success, because I think people, you're right, people always look at successful people and they think they just woke up successful, or that, you know, when they were born and the doctor pulled out the son or girl, that the doctor said to the mom, look, you have a successful son here. No, you got a baby boy. You know, success and positivity and you know, doing well in life is cultivated. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't drafted, and the percentages for people that weren't drafted that played in the NBA is very minuscule, you know, but every step along the way, you know, I would have goals and, you know, literally I would do whatever I had to do to make those happen. And, you know, I can go back to when I was little, my parents just always repeatedly would tell me daily, you know, that I could accomplish anything that I wanted to. And eventually I started to believe them. And it was just a kind of a success mentality that I had about myself that, you know, whatever it is I put my mind to it, I would be successful. But, you know, as far as the American public, it's just, you know, people just want to believe, and maybe it's people that aren't successful just want to believe that the reason why I'm not successful successful is because that just was not my lot in life. And, you know, I just don't believe that. I think everybody has, you know, a certain skill set that allows them to be successful. It just takes, you know, cultivating, and it takes hard work. And, you know, some people don't want to put forth that hard work, or just, I don't know, just think that a certain unsuccessful lot is theirs in life.
Wow. I mean, that's a great insight. Stephen, that is a great insight. My guest is Stephen Howard. I want to drill down on that, because you say that, you know, people who are unsuccessful look at successful people and just lay blame on that. But in reality, life, success or failure in life, is a series of choices. So what role did the choices that you made early in your life, early in your career, even at the high school level playing basketball, how did they pay dividends for you down the road?
Well, yeah, that's very interesting. Because when I was a sophomore in high school, and what you have to understand about my upbringing is both of my parents were educators. My mom was a middle school principal. My dad just retired as a high school counselor. And I remember I got a C in Spanish my sophomore year, and my parents told me that if I get another C, then I wouldn't be able to play sports. And, you know, my parents meant what they said, and they said what they meant. And I knew they were telling the truth. And literally, that was the last C that I ever got. And you know, that translated into me being the only academic All-American ever to go to DePaul University, which after my MBA career ultimately was the major factor in me getting a job with ESPN. And so when I tell kids in high school and in college, you know, look, you think what you do now won't impact your future. Well, you know, what I did in high school and in college, being an academic All-American with that foundation from high school, ultimately led for me going from a dream job in the NBA to another dream job with ESPN. And so it really does matter what you're doing right now. And I will add, I actually just got a new job. I'm now working in the NBA as well as the Thunder Live studio analyst for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So I guess I got another dream job to add onto my previous one. Or I'm still doing ESPN, but kind of double dipping a little bit, doing college and NBA.
Well, congratulations to you on both the college analyst job, which you've had for a while, and also this new NBA job with the Thunder. I'm talking to Stephen Howard. He's my guest. We're talking about being a pro both in business and in life. And you talk about the role that your parents played and that they were both educators, and obviously they formed a lot of the great habits that you had. But certainly you carried some of that yourself. I mean, it was your personal outlook on life that allowed you to reach these heights that you are now reaching. So how did being positive and looking on the bright side of life really improve your situation throughout your career?
Well, I think it really helped because everything in life, you can, you know, it's your choice in the morning when you wake up. If, you know, you're going to be grumpy, you're going to be sad, you're going to be happy, you're going to be pleasant. And I really do believe your outlook in life can affect, you know, what you do in life. Because I mean, if you go about your whole life mistrusting everybody and looking at the negative side, then inherently you're going to be a negative person. And so when I look at things for the successful tent in life, you know, everything I look at, even adversity, you know, when I fail, then hey, that's one thing that I don't need to do again in order for me to be successful. I don't look at it as, okay, that was someone else's fault, or I just didn't do it. Okay, well, you know, at least I'm trying. And for people that aren't failing, that in my mind means that you're not trying. For every successful person, you know, their history is littered with multitude of failures. And so, you know, your attitude and the way you view those is ultimately going to impact whether or not you're able to overcome them and then eventually be successful.
Without a doubt. My guest is Stephen Howard. We're talking about his career both academically in sports and now as an analyst, a TV analyst for ESPN and for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Stephen, let's take us through this, because there's a lot of hard work that went into your career. There continues to be a lot of hard work as you are now an analyst for both college and the professional level. Talk to us about a typical day. What are some of the hours that you put in analyzing a game for, let's say, ESPN, a collegiate game?
Yeah, I mean, if I looked at the per hour pay that I get, I mean, it might be pennies on the dollar. I mean, I literally get up in the morning and we'll scour the internet, and ESPN will give us a daily breakdown of different news reports for the various teams that are going to be on TV. So I'll go through those because you kind of have to have a global outlook of basketball when you're calling games. games. And then, you know, for the game that I'm going to be covering, I'll try to watch at least two games for each team. So that's four games for one game. And then, you know, you go through the different news reports on that team. And so it's pretty encompassing. And then for the NBA, just, you know, trying to be versed on the team that I'm covering with the Thunder and the various going up, goings on in the NBA. So there's a lot of prep work that goes into a successful broadcast and being a successful sports commentator.
Boy, it sounds like it. So what has been the most exciting or the biggest game that you've ever had the privilege of calling?
Wow. I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, I covered a game. It was actually on Valentine's Day when Blake Griffin had like 45 points and 25 rebounds, which, you know, is one of the high scoring games for anyone in the Big 12. And I know it was his highest scoring and rebounding. And then, you know, there was another game between Texas and Texas A&M that went into overtime. And at that point, Texas was number one in the country. So it's really difficult to answer that question because it's exciting, you know, in every aspect of the game, really.
All right, well, let me bring it down and make it a little bit more personal then and talk to you about what was your greatest moment in basketball, whether that was at the high school level, the college level, or the professional level.
That question is just as difficult. I
mean, sorry.
When I played in college, you know, there were some game winners that I hit. I did that in the professional world. And then, you know, playing in the NBA Finals with the Utah Jazz, I mean, that's, you know, that's the pinnacle of your career. And pinnacle of your profession, one to play in the NBA and then to be in the NBA Finals. So, you know, I've been able to see and witness and be a part of greatness in all levels.
Well, my guest is Stephen Howard, and I thought you might say that, Stephen, because that has got to be the pinnacle in your career as you make your way through high school, college, and up to the pro level. What is it like playing in the finals of the NBA, the pressures that are brought on you, the demands that are brought on you by the media, by the fans, etc.?
I mean, it's really unlike anything that, you know, you can imagine. And, you know, I played against Michael Jordan and the Bulls, who, you know, is arguably the greatest player ever to play the game. And so the media scrutiny was just enormous. And then when you're at the game and in the game, you know, literally every possession seems like it's life or death. And at the end of the game, even if you didn't play, I mean, you're just exhausted just because of the, you know, suspense and the intensity of the whole game. I mean, it's unlike anything that I've ever experienced.
I can only imagine what it was like. And afterwards, what are the memories that you take with you about that NBA final?
The biggest memory is the fact that I didn't come out of it with a ring, unfortunately, but no, I'm kidding. It was really just a great experience. I mean, and the camaraderie and the fellowship among my teammates is something that, you know, I'll be able to hold on forever, and that I'll never forget.
Without a doubt. And you mentioned not having the ring, and I know you were only joking when you talk about that, but so often in America we look at only the winners, we look at who won that particular year. You all didn't. But what an accomplishment to get to the finals. I mean, do you ever reflect on, wow, what a great season we had to even be there, and the steps that you had to take and the shots that you made in order to make it to that final appearance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm always reflecting on the journey, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, some people miss and forget, is that, you know, in this journey of life, you kind of have to take stock and to enjoy the journey, because it is a process, you know, enjoy the ups and as well as the downs. And it was such an exciting period of my life, a defining period of my life, that, you know, it's kind of great to sometimes just look back and say, wow, you know, that was a fun ride.
Well, more than fun. My guest is Stephen Howard. Stephen, I'm going to ask you, as an ESPN analyst and commentator, as you look at the college basketball scene so far in the season, and I know it's early, who stands out as maybe the top four teams in the NCAA men's basketball as you see it today?
We have Kentucky that, you know, Calipari always does such a tremendous job of bringing in.
But they just lost.
Yeah, but they bring in seemingly, you know, ready-made pros. And, yeah, they lost, but, you know, basketball is different than football, where you get one loss in football and you're out of the championship race. Basketball is so long, it's really a marathon that, you know, as a coach, you almost want your team to lose some games just so you can tell your players, hey, look, we're not as as good as you really think you are, that you really do need me. So, you know, I still think Kentucky is going to be in the race towards the end.
Uh-huh.
And the team I really like is North Carolina, with Harrison Barnes, who, you know, will be a top three pick in the draft if he chooses to leave at the end of the season. And then, you know, Ohio State, who, you know, with Jared Sullinger is, you know, always
awesome.
You know, going to be in the mix. And then you have Syracuse that, you know, haven't lost the game yet. So, you know, Coach Boeheim does a great job. And one of the things that sets his team apart is the fact that, you know, they play zone. And, you know, a lot of coaches don't like to play zone, but, you know, he's done a good job of really perfecting that. And, you know, that's been his imprint on college basketball, is his zone and his effectiveness in running it year in and year out.
And we're going to have to reflect on those four teams when it comes time for the Final Four in basketball. My guest has been Stephen Howard. Stephen, if people want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
You could go to my website at stephenhoward.com. That's S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D.com. Or you could check my Twitter at Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, _ speaks, at S-P-E-A-K-S.
Stephen, it has been great. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thanks,
Thank you.